We're going to begin this journey as we begin all journeys in Shavasana, with your eyes closed, lying on your back, your spine pressed against the floor, watching your breath. Your breath flows in and out, the belly rises and falls. And I'm going to invite you to go to a safe place, that place we always begin our journeys on, the safe harbor, home base, whatever you want to call it. It's that place that feels familiar, feels safe, is the most beautiful place we've ever seen. And we feel comfortable here. We feel like we're coming home to ourselves in this safe harbor, this safe haven. So find yourself there, knowing that we're going to begin a journey to self in this guided meditation. And as we do, I'm going to invite you to wander down a path away from your safe haven towards your destiny. And there's going to be a little bridge. You see a little bridge in front of you that's going to take you from this realm into a new realm, a higher dimensional realm, where we can access all levels of self, our higher knowledge, our deeper understanding of self. So see the bridge in front of you. And allow yourself to cross over into the higher realms. And as you do, you might perceptually feel yourself shift. In your mind's eye, things might become clearer. Your body might relax to a new level of openness. So continue along the path. This path is going to bring you down into your abdomen, into the belly above your navel, known as the solar plexus. So journey down to your upper belly, to the solar plexus region. And here you're going to discover a golden ball, a ball similar to the sun. Bright yellow, golden, radiating, a vibrational essence that warms you from inside. Focus on this yellow ball in your belly and allow it to expand. Allow it to expand down your legs, up your body, down your arms, into your head, so that your entire body is one glow of yellow vibrational frequency. And this vibration helps you to feel together, to feel strong, to feel present in your belly. The solar plexus chakra is your will chakra. It's where we make choices, where we decide. It's where we actualize, where we find self-esteem, self-love, self-assertion, all the words that begin with self radiate from the solar plexus energy. And when the self is lacking, when one is feeling less than whole, when one's given their power away, then the solar plexus chakra is weakened and diminished. And the frequency is no longer strong or radiating. What does your solar plexus feel like today? As you tune into this will center, this place where we can stand and say, I am. What is it that you are today? When you finish the sentence, I am, what words would you insert? I am strong, I am whole, I am healthy, I am joyous, or I am scared, I am tired, I am lonely, I am depressed. What words would you put in to finish the sentence, I am? And if you are inserting, I am depressed, instead say, I am joyous, and see what it feels like. We live in a polarity world. There is right, wrong, good, bad, hot, cold, dark, light. So, if there is depression, there must be joy. If there is loneliness, there must be a sense of self-companionship. The will center, the solar plexus center, allows us choice. And we can choose whether we want to be depressed or whether we want to be joyous. We can choose whether we want to be lonely or whether we want to be in companionship, in relationship, and in relationship first and foremost with ourselves. We can decide what we want. In this will center, we choose, we decide. I choose joy. I choose peace. I choose love. I choose self-acceptance. I choose self-actualization. I decide I'm going to be happy. We alone are in control of our choices. We are not victims. In the higher laws of the universe, there is no such thing as victimhood. We choose to be oppressed. We choose to be a doormat for somebody else's bad moods. We choose everything that we manifest. We choose from this solar plexus energy. So again, what are your choices? And what would it take for you to turn those choices around and decide to see the positive, to see the light, to see the joy? This chakra is known as one of self-sovereignty. We rule over ourselves. No one else rules over us. Do you feel strong enough to rule? The solar plexus is our gut reaction. We have the intellect, we have the knowing. And it's sitting right down in our bellies. That deep, instinctual knowing. You know when somebody's good for you or bad for you. You know if a situation is for your highest good. It's one of those things that you feel in your gut. It's a sense. How honed is your solar plexus sense? Or have you overridden it with fears. Fear lives in the solar plexus as well, as does anger. And yet, the digestive system is all about nourishing oneself. The digestive system lives in the solar plexus energy. Can you truly say that your life nourishes you? And if it doesn't nourish you, what would it take to allow yourself the absolute sweetness of life in every bite that you take out of life, to have it nourish you, fulfill you, sate you? It is possible. When you tune in to your solar plexus energy and claim sovereignty of yourself, it is possible to create a world full of beauty, full of joy, full of peace, full of nurturing. It's choice. It's decision. And you can do it by owning and working the solar plexus energy. What is your belly feeling right now? Do these words of possibility, of hope, strengthen the solar plexus? Or do you choose to hold on to fear and pretend you are a victim? How does that serve your highest good, to be a victim? To allow someone else to disempower you? To give your power away? How does that serve you? Make the choice to regain your power. Make the choice to see clearly what it is you truly want in life. And then allow yourself to manifest it by creating the energy for the manifestation. This golden light in your belly gives you the choice, gives you the chance to create anything you want, if it's for your highest good, and if it brings a sense of nurturing, self-awareness, self-love, self-actualization, if it serves the self for your highest good, then the energy is created and manifested. So take a moment, tune in, and ask your all-knowing self in your solar plexus what first and foremost you need to do to create the most absolute and perfect existence that brings you to the next level of your higher self's journey. You do have the answer within you. Listen to your belly. Listen to your gut instinct. What is it you need? What is it you can do to serve yourself first and foremost? Feel the radiation of the golden light pulsating in your belly. Feel a sense of self growing, strengthening, see yourself in your light, all aglow with strength of the solar plexus energy. Release your fear. Choose to let go of fear. Choose and decide not to be the victim anymore. And when you do have fears, drop down into your belly and begin to radiate that golden light of strength and joy. And choose in the moment to see yourself as strong, to see yourself as whole and complete, to see yourself as worthy of standing on this earth in your own right and saying, I deserve all for my highest good. It is my right, it is my sovereignty to be on this earth and to create a life that nurtures me, a life that feeds my soul. It is your right, and you can claim it. Take a moment and affirm that to yourself as you bask in the golden light, that yellow, pulsating light, which warms and feeds your heart and soul. And thank yourself for being on this earth. This is a wonderful place because of the polarity, because of the duality. We have the right to make a choice. We have the right to decide on this earth plane what it is we want to manifest. So thank yourself for being here and claim ownership of being here and feel the glow of that bright sunlight radiating from your belly, lighting your way, giving you insight to who you are and where you need to be. And focus on that yellow light in your belly. And begin to pull it back from down your legs and from up your arms so that it's a tight, tight little ball of yellow light right in your belly, centered in your belly. And then knowing this journey is over, slowly allow yourself to see in your mind's eye the path that brought you here, the path that you're going to take back to the bridge. So see yourself wandering back to the bridge. And then when you're ready, allow yourself to cross back over the bridge into this reality. Going back to your safe haven, to that home base. Grounding down. Becoming more aware of your surroundings, becoming more aware of your body. And then slowly, slowly, becoming aware of your breath, the rise and fall of your belly. The breath is a life force. It's the energy that allows us to be present on this earth. So bring the breath down into your toes. Wiggle your toes to bring awareness into your lower limbs. Breathe into your fingers. Wiggle your fingers, allowing awareness into your upper extremities. Breathe into your head and allow your head to loll from side to side. And then when you're ready, very slowly, open your eyes and come fully back into the presence of the here and now. Namaste.